right. It is a Tuesday morning, and as you know, at this time every Tuesday, we're kind of doing a little roundabout tour of all of the departments throughout the city of Canton. And today we get to visit the Canton Water Department. We have the superintendent, Tyler Converse, with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How are you today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Good to have you with us today.
Glad to be here.
Before we get started on talking about the water department itself, talk a little bit about yourself and how long have you been with the water department?
Yeah, born and raised in Canton, son of a school teacher, Canton City school teacher. And I've been with the department for 35 years.
Wow.
So have not strayed far from home and really enjoyed the experience.
All right. So you started at the water department when I started at the radio station.
Okay. So, yeah, about the same time.
Yeah,
nice.
There you go. All right. So, you know, one thing about water and is something people, I'll just put it this way, kind of take for granted. You know, people just expect it to be there. They expect it to be okay and safe. And so there comes your job into making sure their expectations are met, right?
Right. We really are known as the silent service, kind of out of sight, out of mind. And as long as things are going well, you don't hear from us too much. So that's a good thing. But there's also, nowadays, we really want to highlight some of the good things we're doing. And not just be in the background. So I think that's important as well.
Yeah, I do too, because you guys are doing a lot. Let's talk about that a little bit, some of the things that you guys are working on.
Sure. Again, well, within the city, one of my main philosophies is to position this water department and this public water system for long-term success and viability. And along those lines, we are heavily reinvesting in Canton's public water system. So at present, we have upwards of a $46 million renovation of the Sugar Creek Water Treatment Plant, one of our three water treatment plants underway. That's a three-year project, a very comprehensive and difficult project, but you know, so far it's going well. And we also have upcoming our Cromer Water Reservoir that was constructed back around 1920.
Wow.
And that's a 15-million-gallon water reservoir, and we will be replacing that probably starting in the fall of 25. So got another year or so out with that. And then we routinely replace the water lines in the system. And we try to get 4 to 6 miles of water main replaced each and every year, trying to keep up with industry benchmarks and make sure we get aging and failing water lines out of the system and renewed.
Yeah, I've never really heard Canton having any kind of major issues. It seems like you have kept up with it over the years.
We've started to, and not just in Canton, but over the last 10 to 15 years, again, back to the silent service, public water systems as far as reinvestment, it was really the buried assets. Again, the pipes are buried. And again, it's kind of out of sight and out of mind, unlike roads and bridges that people see every day. So there was a very conscious effort over the last couple of decades to get in and not ignore those buried assets, but to keep up with them and, again, to replace them on a very routine and systematic basis. And that's incredibly important for the health of the public water system.
What about technology? How has that changed for you?
No, the technology is insane. And we try to embrace new technology. And why do we do that? Because we're trying to operate as efficiently and effectively as we can. So we have geographic information systems, which is geolocated mapping, which some people may not understand, but it's literally taking paper maps all and put it into a computerized system where anybody can pull up on the screen and have all the information of where pipes and valves and so forth are at their fingertips. So we've implemented that. We've implemented hydraulic modeling so we can model and test and see using this model what size pipes we should be putting in the ground when we do replacements. Where should we be replacing these lines, electronic work order systems, and so on. So all of these things have really moved us into the modern day age and allowed us to, again, to be operate more efficiently and effectively.
And, you know, I know a lot of cities have done things to help the customer, make it easier for them to pay their bills and things, right?
Yeah. No, that's a huge one for us. And we've just about 2 years ago, we implemented the Paymentus payment system that a lot of the main utilities use across the country. And boy, oh boy, has that been a game changer. It has just provided the citizens of Canton and the surrounding areas just with very, very convenient ways to be able to pay their utility bills. and virtually any way you can think of can be used to make these payments. So that has streamlined the process. It has made it much more customer friendly to be able to pay bills, and just given people a really tremendous variety of ways to pay these bills. So that's been terribly successful, a tremendously successful program.
Speaking of bills, what have Canton's water rates been like over the last years?
Yeah, well, I talked about, you know, having the need to reinvest into all this infrastructure, which is millions upon millions of dollars a year. We spend upwards of $10 million a year in capital reinvestment. But at the same time, we are very conscientious about our utility rates. And right now, Canton has some of the lowest water rates in the state of Ohio, actually within the lowest 25th percentile in the state of Ohio. So not only have we been able to spend these monies and reinvest in the system, we've also been able to, thankfully, keep rates low for our customers. And we take that very seriously.
Over the last, you know, say 10 years or so, of course, we've seen other cities and, you know, in other states have tragedies with water systems and things like that. You know, how do you avoid that stuff?
Yeah, those are always on the back of someone's mind like myself, and they're just dreadful situations. And I think, you know, one thing I'll say, in Canton, we have just an outstanding staff on board, very conscientious people, very knowledgeable people that work day in and day out to keep the water safe. And, you know, accidents can happen. Thank God they don't happen very often. But we are very diligent and have a lot of checks and balances on making sure that the water stays safe. And again, back to reinvesting in the distribution system and the pumping systems, those are things that help as well. Because if you look at like the Flint, Michigans and so forth, they, you know, when they did not do those things, that's when there was issues that flared up. But typically progressive systems that are on the ball, reinvesting in a system and keeping an eye on these things, typically do not have those issues. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. And that's also, there's also the whole cyber factor too.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
And that's a scary thing as well, right?
That is. That's another one of the big national issues is cybersecurity and cyber attacks. And US EPA has reached out to the public water systems across the country and say, hey, make sure all your cyber protections are up to date and well maintained. And we've done that in Canton as well, of course. But it's definitely something to pay attention to and continue to pay attention to, because it's not going away.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that we're having a chance to talk to a lot of different folks that are, you know, involved with the city and all of the departments with the city. And I'm glad that you had a chance to come in and talk with us this morning. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, just thankful to be here. Got a great staff, great department. We're doing a good job. Happy with the new mayor coming in. I think he's the right person for the right time, and looking forward to the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks, Pam.